I must say that I'm proud to be a Ghanaian because we have a democratic system that is very good for all of us. It makes room for all of us to participate in democracy at the national level and at the district levels. And the district assembly concept is laudable because it enables all of us within the local level to contribute to development at our local level. And the district assembly members are the mini parliamentarians who represent us at the district levels to bring about development at our various districts. So I'm very glad that we have a democratic system that is very good, enable all of us to participate in development. I want to plead with Ghanaians to come out in their numbers to vote, especially the people of the Upper East Region. We should come out in our numbers to decide who should be our assembly man or woman. Well, that is the only way that our development can take place, because it's through the district assembly. And I want to particularly appeal to women who have presented themselves as candidates contesting for the election to actually show up, not to give up, because it is the opportunity that you showcase yourself to represent your people at the district assembly level. Women, as we know, form majority in our nation. But when it comes to decision making, women are normally not heard of. And we want to change that system because we need to allow women to also contribute to the development of our nation, to the development of our homes, to the development of our communities. And so my plea is that the electorate should try as much as possible to look favorably towards women on this forthcoming election, so that we have women also form a majority in our district assemblies, so that their voice could be heard, and that will bring about development in our areas. We want to also plead with the Ghanaians that this is an election, and we know that every election there is always a tendency of violence. Please, there is no need for violence. All that we are seeking to do is to get the right people to represent us at our assemblies. So we want to plead to Ghanaians that we should let this election be free of any violence, free of any conflict, because there is no need for it. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for the Electoral Commission. Let us pray for all people who are contesting, that God will use them to bless our nation so that everything will come to an end successfully, peacefully, and joyfully.